62 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And the grain markets have rebounded off losses that we saw on the overnight trade. And part of that coming on some outside market influences with the crude oil up a couple bucks, and also some real cautions that extremely wet weather forecast over the next week's time has probably halted corn and maybe even soybean plantings from Illinois east. Right now, Brian, we see the corn market up anywhere from 5 to 6.5 cents with a nearby July corn at 446. It's up, 446 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. New crop December, 459 3/4, up 6.5 cents. Both of those rebounded off pretty good support levels around that 436 in July and 450 in the December corn. We are seeing some renewed interest in keeping July corn around that 440 area, which is the most prevalent strike price on both the puts and the calls as the July options go off the board tomorrow. On the bean side of things, Brian, on the July beans, we're up 8 1/4 cents at 9.11 1/2 right now. And new crop November 937 1/2, up 8 3/4. January 949 1/4, up 8 1/4. Again, we found some pretty good support and buying interest on July beans dip under $9 this morning, November beans under 925. The meal market seeing a rebound as well, with a nearby July meal at 320.30, up $3.40. The July bean oil at 28.49 is just 12 points higher. Notice that we have been seeing bean oil buys against bean meal sells this week so far, not today. On the wheat side, we're a little higher after a couple really hard down days. The July Chicago wheat at 5.26 1/2 is up 4 1/4 cents. December 5.40 1/4, up 4 1/4. We have seen sizable rebounds off the last 2 days' sell-offs. On the meat side of things, we're seeing bull spreading in the cattle market, with the June live cattle at 108.72, up 22 cents, the August 105.22, up 67. Feeder cattle are seeing continued pressure. We had quiet days in both the live cattle and the feeders yesterday, but still lower on the day. The August feeder cattle, 136.27, that's down 25 cents. The July hogs, 70 cents lower right now at $80.92, with the October at 77.47, that's up 2 cents. Pretty quiet in the meats thus far, but we always look at 11 o'clock and right by the close for a real direction in that market. The gold market is up nearly $40, silver market up about 4. Crude oil up $2.31 in the nearby July at $56.07. It's been a pretty wild market already this morning. The dollar index is down 41 at 96.17 in the nearby SEP. This has been a kind of a depressing market this week as rains showed up and the markets didn't react to the positive side. So let's see whether we can get something going on the corn and bean futures here today. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You heard her update on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 62 degrees at 9:01, and time for NPR News.